Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello and good evening, everybody. Welcome to this lovely show and this lovely autumnal day, wherever you may be. We had lovely sunshine today, and yesterday we had gale force winds and rain and everything. We had more fence posts down and everything. So anyway, so obviously I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. Welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. You're going to need to know the numbers to obviously phone into the show if you want a reading. And obviously, so I'm looking at a chat room as well. So take these numbers down, okay? If you don't know it already, it's 760-283-4611, which is for the US callers. Okay, anywhere outside of the US, you got the prefix of 001, and then it's a 760-283-4611. Please be in that mind as well that it is a chargeable call. And if you do want to show phone the show, please get bill payers' permission. Or alternatively, you can actually call into the show free of charge via Skype, okay? But you need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So as you guys know, okay, so I know I've got my usual listeners, and I'd like to say hello to everybody that is listening, I'd like to talk about something that may have happened to me, inspired me this week. And do you know what? I'm struggling this week, not because nothing's happened to me, but because I have a caller that's going to be calling into the show in a little while. And now I teach spirituality. I teach unconditional love and how to be unconditional towards each other. And I teach how to understand the ways of spirit and trance mediumship and how to read cards and intuitive stuff as well. And, you know, I met this, unbeknown to me, I met this lovely lady this week, and I didn't realise, because I have such a bad memory, that I had previously met her before. And she, you know, she has some questions that she'd like answered. So in a little while, we're calling her into the show, where she can actually offload her questions. And obviously, it's a good idea as well, because it gets everybody that's listening an idea of how the spirit realms work. But this is purely my view from what I've been told and what I understand from spirit. And I'm sure that if you listen to other mediums, they will have a slight twist to it. But there is always, you know, one meaning that we all come from one source. Okay. So, you know, it's going to be a great show. And obviously I'm going to be doing the reading as well in a little while, and some great music as well. But there's stuff that's coming up that I need you to know about as well. This Friday, 19th of October, okay, I'm in Gloucester, and I'm in the King's Theatre. Now, you need to go to the Gloucester Tourism Board to buy the tickets. It's £9 a ticket, obviously you can come and see me. I'm doing a live show. I'll be passing on a message from loved ones. But with a twist as well, where we'll be doing some other stuff and get you involved a little bit, I feel. You know, I like to do each show slightly different, see how it goes, and see what happens. And then on the 31st of October, bearing in mind, okay, it's a special day for me, it's a special day for everybody, but particularly for me because it's Halloween, okay, that I'm actually part of an investigation team, okay? Now, I know some of the destinations where I'm going, but I don't know about the places that I'm going. You know, if you understand what I mean, I don't know the information about where we're going. But if you want to come along, okay, on the 31st of October, I know it's a weekday, so we're going to keep it short. We're going to do a 9 to about 1 a.m. Sort of investigation. But what you need to do is you need to go to my website, which is www.nick-humphries.com. You need to go to churches, okay, little tag with churches on it. And then in there you'll see churches and charities, and when you click on that page you'll see a Just Giving logo, okay, or a link. You click on that link, And you, basically, all you have to do is go to Help the Heroes, donate £5 or more to the charity, and then you can come to that investigation completely free of charge. Okay? So there is no number of people that it's not restricted to a number of people, obviously, because the more we raise for charity, the better. Okay? But there's one location. If once you've done that, I'll get an email to say that this person's actually donated £5 or whatever it is. Okay? And I'll email you the destination and the time and place where to meet. So I want to keep it hush hush because I don't want people who haven't paid to go. Okay, if that makes it, you know, it's pretty fair, I feel. Okay, however, on the 17th of November, okay, if you are in the Carmarthenshire area, okay, and you'd like to get spooked, okay, now I say spooked, okay, but I say it in the lightest of sense because we are a group that are not out to annoy the spirit. We're not out to scare you. We're out to find hard facts, hard evidence, basically, you know, of people or spirit that are hanging around in certain destinations, okay? So on the 17th of November, we are going to be, as part of the Midnight Paranormal Group, we are going to be at the Castle House Jail, which is in Carmarthen. It's in between the Castle Gate House and the Council Building. Very small little house-looking building, okay? And it used to be a jail. So that's as far as I know. That's all I know. It used to be a jail. And we're going to be there. It's £20 per person, okay? And it's going to be a great night. I think it's from like 8:30 to about 4. Again, obviously, we're going to do usual stuff. We've got cameras and camcorders and all sorts of gadgets that we can all use and have a go at. And there's experiments that we can all sit down and do. But it'll be a fun night. And, I want it to be a light-hearted night, not a horrible sort of scenario or anything like that, okay? Now, that's on the 17th, okay? We are looking at other destinations, or the team that work with me, because we've got new members of the team now. So we've got Becky. She is like the event finder. She will look for events. I'll also get prompted as to where we should look. And I pass the information on to Becky. Becky then goes on and finds the details and sorts it all out, blah, blah, blah. And then we have, obviously, my wife. She's part of the team. She's literally like a scribe. She'll write down all the evidence that I come up with. And then it gets given to Leanne, okay? Another new member. Leanne is going to be our researcher. So she's going to actually research the place before we go in there. Obviously, then she can tick off yes or no, whether or not she's found that on, whatever it is. So, I don't want to know where, obviously I need to know where we're going, but I don't want to know anything about it. And it's silly because I get lots of people phoning me and saying, oh, you should try this place. Did you know this happened there? And I'm like, well, it's not worth me doing it now, is it? Well, why not? It's a great place. Well, you've just told me the history. I don't want to know the history. That's what I'm there to do. We were meant to do another place. Now, I'm not going to say it for legal reasons. Okay, we were meant to do another place. And I pulled out a week before purely because I was told, okay, that a certain person will walk you around and tell you what spirit's there and, what happened there and, and this is what happens at certain times of night and all sorts of stuff. And I thought, this isn't right. This is not right. This is what we're there to do. We're, as an investigation group, we're there to find this information out. That's what we're there to do. It sort of gives people a sort of, it's just, didn't have a right feel. It gives people some sort of mindscape then of what to expect. So either they're going to be highly disappointed or just, I was going to say highly excited, but if they already know the information, what's the point? Apart from trying to catch something on video, that's what we are not about. And I know that's not what a lot of investigation companies and groups are not about. We are all out, and I know a lot of them out there are out to find hard facts, hard evidence of spirit that walked the earth plane. Which is why, really, that I'm going to have this lovely little guest on. I say little guest, she's not little. Lovely guest on in a little while, okay, to ask some questions. Hopefully, I will be able to, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, legs crossed, to be able to answer them. So obviously, if you want to know a bit more about me, please go to my website. It's www.nick-humphreys.com. You can actually go to Facebook as well, and it's International Medium Nick Humphreys. You can like my page. You can see all the events that I'm doing. Not that there's many at the moment because we're coming to the end of the year now. I'm now booking for next year. And oh boy, next year is going to be rocking. All I can say is I will be abroad rather a lot. And there are some fantastic road shows coming up. But let's just say, okay, hang on, I'm being messaged. Maybe I'm being messaged. It says the vowels are thinning, so you never know. Yep, absolutely. Welcome to my cousin Tom. I know he's listening in America, which is one of the destinations that I'll be going next year. So that's pretty much it. You know, there's lots going on. I can't give too much about destinations that I'm going to next year. I know I'm going to America, but there is one other spiritual place that I'm going to, and I'm really excited by it. I just need to get final details organized, and then I can announce where I'm going, because I might even be able to, if I can work it out, actually broadcast from there as well. And it'd be really, really great if I could do that. But I'll keep you informed, as my regular listeners know. I do keep you informed. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a bit of music, and when we come back, I'm going to invite my lovely little guest in. See you, little again, lovely guest in, and she can answer any questions. And also, if you've got any questions yourself, guys, and you're in the chat room, please ask them. Okay, and I will try my best, my hardest, to answer them. If it's about spiritual stuff, okay, not about, you know, am I going to meet David in 3 weeks time, or, you know, can you tell me about my finances and stuff like that? Okay, I'll be doing that in the open readings. Probably about 5:30-ish. Okay, that's when I normally start. But I really want to get some of these questions off my chest, okay? So let's go to some music. And when we come back, I shall, I'll be answering some questions. I shall speak to you in about 3 minutes, maybe. Speak to you soon. If I hurt you, In excess. What a loss, hey? What a fantastic voice, what a fantastic band. Now, I was very lucky to see Michael Hutchins live twice, and one very personal and up-close tour. It was in Brixton Academy. Fantastic, fantastic band, and such a shame. So anyway, just before we go to my guest, I'd like to say a big congratulations, woo-hoo, to my cousin, Tom Haley, who's out in Colorado, on his new job promotion. I did say last year, I think it was, or this year, earlier this year, that there would be a promotion for him coming up, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, great. Well done. I'm so pleased. So what we're going to do, okay, we're going to chat now to my lovely guest. Her name is Kalinka. I'm going to welcome her to the show. And she's got some fantastic questions to ask, I believe, okay? So Kalinka, are you there?
I am, yes. Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
No, you're welcome. And I'm actually as intrigued about your questions as I'm sure the listeners are as well, okay?
Yeah.
So I will try my hardest, okay? Because I know you've been texting me like billio, okay? Asking me all these fantastic questions, okay? And I've been trying in the best way to try and shorten the answer down via text. So I thought, you know what, it'd just be best if you ask me live on air so everybody else can listen to the answers, because it might help people as well. So what's your first question?
Well, my first question is, why can some people see spirits or feel them or sense them around and other people can't?
Okay, good question. Okay, and I would say that we are all able to sense spirit. It's whether or not we are open to sensing them or accepting them, okay, as an energy that we can feel. Now, not everybody is going to be able to see. Not everybody is going to be able to hear them or feel them, because we all can work differently. It's very rare that you'll see or hear a spirit, or a medium, sorry, should I say, that will have all three, you know, all the senses working together. But most of the time, you can get it to go, okay? But you have to be open to it. Now, on a good day, I can hear them and I can see them, okay? Mm. On a really good day, I can see them, I can hear them, and I can feel them. On a bad day, I can just hear them, because if I've got a really bad cold and I'm working, I'll just be able to hear them, and they give me descriptions about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I know that around you, you actually are, if you don't mind me saying, but you're actually, and I know this already, because you've told me, okay, that you can kind of feel and sense spirit around you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's probably a learning stage for you. You know, the learning part, that's the beginning part for you. Whereas somebody else that's learning or just coming into the understanding of it, they may just be able to see faces or hear a voice or smells, you know, or cold patches. It's all about understanding that connection that we've all got. And there are people out there that will go, no, I don't believe in it, it's all a load of rubbish. You know, once we're dead, we're dead, okay?
Yeah.
That's fine, that's their belief. But even that person can turn a corner to get to start to feel or hear or smell or see spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no wrong or right answer to this, because we can all do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So does that kind of answer that question for you?
It does, yeah, thanks. It does, absolutely.
Okay.
And I was also curious, can ghosts see us here on the earth plane?
Okay, that's the interesting one. Now, you emailed me or messaged me that earlier on today, and I said I'll answer that later, because it's quite a long-winded one, okay? There's a difference, okay? This is where people are getting confused, okay? There's a difference between a ghost and a spirit,
right?
Okay? Let's work with ghosts at the moment, okay? Ghosts, from my understanding and from what I've been told from when I, you know, my tuition with other mediums and from the spirit world, a ghost is a memory, okay? Mm. It's an energy, a memory energy of that person when they were here on the earth plane. So a ghost will walk through walls that used to have a door in. Ghosts will walk up the stairs where that you know that aren't there anymore. But they won't be able to see you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that a ghost will see you and run after you or anything like that. Okay. I feel that's probably more TV or films that's, you know, give that sort of feeling to it, okay? But ghosts are energy. So that's why some people say, I'm sure I've just seen someone walk across the floor, but they didn't have any legs. Well, that's probably because the floor level's changed, you know? Whereas a spirit is an energy of somebody that has passed to spirit and come back to visit. You know, come back to pass a message on, come back to have a look around, or make sure their loved ones are okay, you know, or what's gone in my house, you know, what's going on in my house since I left, you know. Mm-hmm. And these spirits will be able to see you. They will be able to, dare I say it, but interact. Mm-hmm. You know, they will be able to either make things move or give off a smell, you know, like roses or cigarettes if they smoked, you know, or some sort of aroma. They will also be able to make noises or make things move, as I said before. Mm-hmm. So that's a spirit. Now, do you know, like in Ghost, the film Ghost, now I always refer to the film Ghost in anything that I'm doing when teaching, because it is a fantastic, fantastic film. And the person that wrote that film or produced that film really did their research about what it was like to be a ghost, a spirit, and so on. Because you've got the angry man on the train that can flick signs and kick bits of paper and cans across the street. And then you've got Patrick Swayze that can't, because he's new to it and he has to learn. Well, that's exactly how it is. They have to learn to use the energy. And it's also the same as when they come forward for the very first time and to link with a medium or to work with a medium full-time as a career, okay, or, you know, as a job, should I say, okay, where we have to learn how to link our energy with theirs, because we are all energy, okay? So this is where people like yourself, you might get a popping in your ears. You know, you might get headaches all the time.
Yes,
or,
I get that.
But, and you know that when it's happening, you feel like spirit are around when it's happening as well. So basically what they're doing is they're just, it's almost like an old-fashioned, you know, wireless.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that frequency. They're trying to tune into the frequency that you're on. And it will continue until either you go, actually, do you know what, I'm going to accept this and I'm going to start working for spirit. And as soon as you say that, boom, they'll find a frequency and you'll start to hear voices or see pictures or whatever it is in your mind's eye or spirit themselves, okay? There's lots to this question. So ghosts are memories.
So the ones they're tuning into to us.
Once they're tuning into us?
Once they've tuned into us, they see us then.
As a spirit.
Yes, as a spirit.
I would say as a spirit, yes, they would see us. But there was a question that you asked a couple of days ago, which was really interesting as well. And it's all to do with the same thing. Can a ghost be in two places at once? The answer there is yes. Okay. Because remember, it's just a memory. So let's go for instance.
Yeah, that's you what might, I did. Yeah.
You might get Queen Anne in castle in Scotland somewhere. Okay. But at the same time, you might get the same Queen Anne in a castle in, like, say, for instance, the Tower of London. You know, you'll see, you know, because it's a memory. That's Queen Anne's memories of being in that place. Now, if it's a spirit of Queen Anne coming forward to give information and evidence, then she won't be in two places at once. You know? However, what she can do is that she can.
Yeah.
Now, I've done this with readings as well. I've had somebody's loved one standing next to me and I'm giving a reading on Skype, yet they're giving me information about something they're doing at that very precise moment. You know, so which is really interesting. So but because their energy, we're physical, okay, we've got a body and so on, but they're an energy, so they can actually blend their energy to wherever they want to go to in order to see things, okay? So it's a double-edged answer, because no, they can't, but yes, they can, if you understand what I mean, because if they want to see what's going on somewhere across the world, even though I'm doing the reading for them, they will do. That's the interesting thing about it.
Yeah.
But I also want to give peace of mind to people who are out there, okay? Because I know one of the questions that I ask learning is, if I'm doing something which is kind of private, okay, and, you know, like either having a shower or, you know, using the facilities or doing something else, okay, do spirits sort of just stand there and wait until you finish and watch, or do they leave you alone, okay? Well, they would actually leave you alone. They know when your private time is your private time. But what I will say, okay, and I don't know if this will answer one of your questions as well, is that I get a lot of people saying to me, I get a spirit knocking on my door or making a load of noise during the night and I can't sleep. Okay, that's then what you need to say to them out loud or in your mind, leave me alone. This is the time of night when I need to sleep and get my energy. Okay, and they will leave you alone. The more you say it, the more they'll believe you and start to leave you alone. Okay, so that's that. Right, so do you understand what I mean by all this so far?
Yes, I do, completely. There's a difference between the memory and the spirit.
Yes, absolutely. So,
yeah, completely.
Now, I want to say about cold spots, because I know in your text that Becky sent me as well, because I know Becky's probably listening. Hi, Becky. That cold spots, okay?
Cold spots.
You had an interesting question about that.
Yeah, I do. Cold spots, moving. If you feel, I feel cold spots, and if I walk into or put my hand or some part of my body into the cold spot, I can feel it. But if I stand in that area, it moves. It moves away, and then I can re-find the cold spot and then stand back in the cold spot. But it doesn't always move. Sometimes the cold spot will stay and I can stand in the cold spot and just get cold myself. And I was just wondering what exactly that cold spot was and why sometimes it moves and sometimes I can just stand in the cold spot.
Okay. There's no real logical answer to this, okay? But what I will say from what my guides are saying to me now, okay, the cold spots are obviously areas where spirits stand, okay? That's where they are at that time. When I work with spirit, and I know that when I do development groups, that you know when we've got somebody in the chair and or standing up and we're asking them to link to spirit, we'll all feel a draft walk past us. So it's that cold spot. So they're walking towards the medium that's working that evening. Okay, but a cold spot is literally where they are standing. It doesn't mean to say that if you go and stand in their cold spot, they're gonna are they gonna get annoyed with me? Because it's. No, they're not. Okay, like you say, they will just move.
Okay. Because I was wondering if.
Go on. You're just wondering.
I was going to say, is it kind of because that was I was wondering if we do annoy them, because if they've come back to visit their house or their family or whatever their past was. And we're suddenly around following them about, do they kind of feel like, hey, you know, I've actually come back for my own reasons and you're getting in my way.
Okay. It's a really nice concept, okay? But you have to remember this, that spirit are coming to visit us, okay? So they're coming into our physical domain, okay? So they won't get upset the fact that you are going to just walk around your house as normal. And if you walk through one of their cold spots, they're not going to get annoyed with you. Okay. It's just the way it is. Okay. But they are also, they are also unconditional. Okay. They've stepped from the physical to the spiritual, which is unconditional. So they're not going to get annoyed. Okay. They would just either move aside or, as you say, walk through straight through them. They're not going to sort of go, you know, get the hump with you. Because, you know, they can't expect that from us, you know, to go, actually, do you know what? I can see you standing there.
Okay.
It's not like you're walking through them on purpose. You know, it's just the way it is, unfortunately, that we will get these cold spots and we'll walk straight through them. You know, I know that in one of the houses that I was brought up in, there was a cold spot on the stairs, but we would constantly walk through it because it was the only way to get up the stairs, you know. So there was no harm done. And you're not going to get. You're not going to get. What's the?
And the other thing is.
Go on.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Do they know when we have seen them?
Do what?
The spirit, when it's in spirit form and not the memory, does it know when we've seen it?
Sometimes it would be the case that they just come forward just to watch. And to see you, they're not necessarily after any sort of acknowledgement to know that you've seen them. Unless you can physically see them or you're hearing their voice, you know, saying something to you, then, you know, it would be just out of pure courtesy that you would go, I can hear you and thank you very much, or whatever it is they're saying to you. Or to either say hello to them, if you can see them, just wave to them, so that it's an acknowledgement, that sort of thing. They're not always going to, you know, come forward just because they want you to acknowledge them. They're coming forward to watch, to see you, to make sure things around you are okay. You know, that's that sort of thing. It's just a nice thing to do. Yeah, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go on. I can feel your brain ticking.
I know. I had this idea in my head that maybe they could be as shocked that we have seen them as we are of them, because I'm still learning. And when I see a spirit, it jumps sometimes, or I can feel uncomfortable, and I just assume that they felt the same way I did, but
obviously not. No, I mean, I would say that with the view of the fact that they've come forward, you know, if you can see them, because not everybody's going to be aware of them standing there, you know, so they're not going to get annoyed. But if you do see them, you know, or smell them, the thing is, it's like if somebody's standing there and they're not open to spirit, but they go, can you smell that? That's the form of acknowledgement. You know, they've done their job. They've got you to go, God, I could smell, God, that used to smell like granddad, or whatever it is, you know, that sort of thing. That isn't, it's a form of acknowledgement. You know, mm-hmm. You don't have to physically stand there and have a two-way conversation, or, you know, sit down and have a cup of tea with them. It's just not needed, because they can see you, and they're not going to be surprised because they've come forward. So, you know, that's what they've come to do.
Okay. Yeah. So they've visited, and they're aware of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, okay. On the other side to that is, if we're doing a seance, for instance, okay, and we're asking spirit that's connected to either one of us or the house to come forward, and then we get them to come forward, and we go, right, thanks for coming, and then, you know, and then they all go out of the room or don't say anything at all, that's just rude, okay? You've asked them then to come forward for a particular reason. So tonight, when I'm doing my readings, I've got a list of names here that I know who are going to call in, or have been called in, okay? And spirit already know that they're needed to come forward, so I can give evidence and guidance for them called in, okay? So you'll hear me at the end of each reading. Most of the time, for, you know, obviously I do remember sometimes, is that I acknowledge them and I say thank you for coming forward, you know, and for the caller to take the love from the spirit. That's just, you know, a polite thing. It's all politeness, you know. Have respect for the spirit world, you know, because they are, believe it or not, I know I said to earlier about the fact that spirits are in the spirit world, but actually, do you know what? People think spirit world is in heaven, up in the sky somewhere. I don't think so, okay? Personally, I think spirit walk amongst us. We just have to accept it or learn about accepting it. So, you know, it's like that. So,
yeah.
Go on, what's your other question? Any more questions?
Yeah, I do. Just going back to the coldness, the cold spots, why is it cold?
Why is it cold?
Do we know why it's cold?
Well, actually, I don't know why it's cold. I'll be honest, okay?
Because why is it cold?
When I work with spirit, if I'm up on platform, okay, or I'm doing a trance mediumship demonstration, okay, I've got witnesses, okay, and people will say this, okay, that when I work with spirit, they have to stand back away from me because the heat that is generated. Remember, spirit are energy, okay, I get really hot, okay, when working with spirit. Not because I'm walking around, it's because it's the energy that I get. But why is spirit cold? Why not? I can't say it's because they're dead, okay? Because it's not that fact, okay? Spirit is just a cold energy. But it's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. It's a really hard one to answer. And I'm sure there's probably other people out there that will go, actually, because a scientific fact is of this. Well, actually, I don't think there's anything scientific about it at all. You know, they're coming from spirit. They're coming through one dimension into our dimension. So there's going to be some sort of either a heat or a coldness with it. So, and a lot of it is cold. So, just briefly, okay. I've got Magic in the chat room, okay. Cause I don't know if you know, but we've got a chat room as well going while we're talking. And it says, so Nick, do you say you know beforehand who will call into the show? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that obviously when you phone into the show, okay, for reading, my producer gives me the names of the callers, okay? And I've got a list here of the names of the callers. So then I then put out to Spirit that I've got this list of names of callers and I'd like the relevant loved ones to come forward who are going to do a reading for me tonight, okay? That's how I work, okay? Not always, just sometimes, okay? And then obviously there's another question here. We go back to you in a second, Clinker, okay? Spirit can split you in two, so you feel hot and cold one side and cold on the other. Yeah, you can. You can feel like that. Some people will get, when they're working with Spirit, they might get a man stand on their right and a lady stand on their left, and that's how they differentiate between the two. Whereas I work with, I literally just say, okay, and I look, because I look at Spirit and I go, I've got a man, because he looks like a man to me. You know, unless he's had a sex change, you know. So, but that's how I work. So, and then in the chat room, okay. Another question's coming, which is, I like this because it's getting people involved into the show. Okay, some paranormal investigations mentioned that hot feeling might be from negative spirits or demons, even, and cold sensations might be more positive or at least normal spirits. Is there any difference evidence for any of that, Nick? No. There isn't any evidence of that at all. Not as far as I'm aware, okay? Because believe me, when I work in the highest of love, okay? I work in such a high love power, okay? You would not believe. So for anybody to come forward and say, actually, you work with the devil because when you work, your energy is really hot, that's not the case, okay? It's just an energy, because I work really physically with energy. You know, I do trance mediumship, so Spirit come into me like ghost with Whoopi Goldberg sitting in their chair and people jumping in out of a body. That's how I work when I'm actually doing demonstrations. So there's, you know, it's just an energy. Just there's no real right or wrong answer to it. People just differentiate heat to be with obviously the underworld, which is that's their view. I don't believe it myself. So you know, it could be the other way around, but cold, you know, if it was, I don't know, if it's a hard, I have to say, Clinker, it's a hard one to answer, okay, because you could look at it different ways, okay. If it was spirit and it was all in love and light, would it be really cold? Surely it'd be lovely and warm, wouldn't it? And then hell would be, my idea of hell would be probably to be too cold.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's different, I know, you know, we as seasons, I like the winter because it's the time of where we can cozy up to our loved ones. Okay, I like the heat of the summer because it means we can strip off and run around, you know, and enjoy the sun and the heat. So, you know, there's two sides to it. And obviously, I'm also getting told, you know, obviously, this is other people's views as well, okay? Different levels of energy change from very hot to very cold, and it's quite true. You know, and also when I'm working, you'll hear me, my voice level changes. So I'll go from a rapid, really quick information to a very lull information. So I'll talk very slowly, very quietly. That means then the energy is dying down for me. So that's just another way of it doing. So I don't know, does that answer your question about the hot and cold spots?
It does. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things, isn't it? Yeah, it's very interesting.
So, any other questions for you? Tick.
I had one more question, and that was about routines. Do spirits have a routine, or is the routine just the memory of the ghost? Is basically the ghost. Like, say, every night you might hear somebody walking up and down the stairs at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Is that just...
Again, that goes back to the original question where the ghost has a memory and therefore it will fit into a routine. So at 11 o'clock at night, a spirit will walk through the wall and up the stairs because that's that memory. You know, and you hear ghost stories where at 12 o'clock on whatever certain day, you'll see a coach go over a bridge or whatever it is, you know, a horse-drawn cart or whatever it is, because it's a memory of that energy, okay? Ghost is an energy. And I keep talking about energy because that's what we are. You know, everything on this planet, okay, is an energy. And there are some out there that can actually blend with that energy, and that's what we do. You know, when I'm a medium, when Mike Davis, you know, he's a medium and he's doing his job, we're blending with that energy so we can feel, you know, that essence, that mm-hmm. spirit's essence. So, you know, when you hear me say to somebody, I feel like somebody's passed into an accident, passed with an accident, what they're doing is they're standing forward to me and they're giving me a really tight chest very quickly, and then I feel like I've had an impact. So that tells me then that, you know, we've had an accident and my spirit has my soul has gone into spirit because of that. Yeah, you know, so it's all of that. So whereas a spirit routine won't have a routine. The spirit won't have a routine. You know, they'll come in and do what they want to do. Hence, like poltergeists or physical energy, where they come in and they might want to tip tables or flick something across the wall, you know, or, you know, one night and the next night there's nothing, and, you know, another night they'll be running up the stairs and running down the stairs or bouncing balls, whatever it is. That's because they're a physical energy, and that's what they want to do. There's nothing, no memory there. It's just, well, that's what they want to do. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. Thanks very much.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my question. Thank you so much.
You know, and I know, okay, because I've now met you, what, twice, three times, okay? I know that it's not that you're scared of spirit. You are actually very open to spirit, but your understanding of it wasn't quite there. And that's a problem with a lot of people, and they get scared because of their lack of knowledge. You know, it's not until you actually stand up and say, actually, do you know what, I want to find out a bit more information like you're doing, that we start to become more aware, and then we start to become more open to spirit. And that's where things start to interact with us, and where you then need to find a development group to sit with others that are also developing and learning from a more experienced person, a medium, okay? Which is great, and I'm really, really happy to. And Mike will say the same thing, okay? It's great to see new people, and I have to say I have seen an influx over the last few years of hundreds of people who you wouldn't think, far from it, that would start even to believe in spirit, but they're coming up and they're going, I want to learn, I want to understand, you know, there's something going on, what is it, and, you know, teach me, that sort of thing. So it's great to have, you know, to have met you, and I know that you're going to sort of be brave, and you're going to come on one of the investigations or two of the investigations with us. Is that right?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So, and,
face,
you know,
my fears.
Yeah, you're facing your fears, and that's another thing, you know. And I know it's not part of your question, but I feel it should be. Okay, is that spirit do feed on our energy? Okay, so we can have a house which is lovely, and we are very positive, and then we get scared by, I don't know, a noise or whatever it is, and I'm not saying it's going to be a negative energy, but negative energy will feed from negative. So if you're really scared, or your household is really angry, or there's lots of arguments going on, if you've got kids that are always fighting against each other in the household, then that energy is just going to feed and feed and feed and build its own energy up. Whereas if you've got a loving family, and, you know, bless her heart, there's loads out there, loving family, and full of joy, and, you know, spirit will feed on that. And then you'll get a house of love, light, and, you know, I've seen a lot of negative people, and they excuse my French, but they bitch on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And then on the next day, they're going, why am I getting woken up at 4 a.m. by angry spirits or whatever it is? And it's all negative, you know, and I go, well, I'm not surprised. You know, I really am not surprised. So just bear that in mind. It's just, you know, it's
yeah.
OK, the word is intent. If you have an intention,
yeah.
working with horrible spirit or horrible spirit to enter your life and into your house, believe me, that's what you're going to get. But if you have the intent of only working with love and light, that's also what you're going to get. So it's a great job. So yeah, there you go. I hope I've helped.
Okay. So basically, like a reflection of what.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, you have. It's been brilliant. Thanks so much. That's been wonderful.
Great. And it's also, do you know, it's also like, now I teach, obviously, positiveness, okay? How to be positive towards themselves. And a lot of my questions that I get are asked, okay, are about love. When am I going to get, and it's almost like, I'm not painting everybody with the same brush, okay? But I get a lot of, when am I going to get somebody that's going to love me like this, okay? And I say, well, do you know what? You're going to get love when you start to love yourself, appreciate yourself. And they go, oh, actually, do you know what? You're right. I don't appreciate myself. So mirror image, it sort of reflects on, you know, what you put out reflects back. So if you hate yourself and that reflects out, then that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of negative back. If you just love yourself for who you are, and appreciate the things that you have done in your life, even if it's been horrible, just appreciate the fact that you've got through it and it's made you a stronger person. That reflection comes back to you then, and people will appreciate you more, love you more. And this is what I try and teach: unconditional love. Be unconditional towards yourself, and it will come back to you. And it makes the world a hell of a lot better place. So there you go. That's me. That's why. So, Kalinka, I'm going to thank you so much for coming on and putting these questions forward, okay? I know there's a lot of people out there who have also got the same sort of similar questions, okay? So I'm hoping, actually, that we've answered some of your questions tonight. But obviously, you can also contact me via the show or via my Facebook. I'll be happy to answer any of those spiritual questions that you've got going in your head, okay? But, Kalinka, thank you very much, my dear. Obviously, please, I hope you stay on to enjoy the rest of the show. But thank you for your questions, Fee.
Thank you so much for having me. A joy.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. So what we're going to do, we're going to go.
Okay, take care.
Oh, thank you, Kalinka.
Bye-bye.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to a bit of music, and then obviously what we've all been waiting for is we're going to be doing some readings for you. So please listen to these tracks. Put your feet up, enjoy, relax, and I'll speak to you in a few minutes.
Can take away the blues, 'cause now
can't beat a bit of Doors. I love Doors. I think they're a great band. So welcome to, obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your medium. I'm your host for the next hour. I know normally, you know, we normally do two hours worth of readings, but obviously, you know, I'd like to mix up my shows every now and again. And I thought it was a valued thing to do to get a lovely guest on to ask certain questions about how a spirit works, you know, the difference between ghost and spirit. It's important that we understand this. You know, for those people that are learning or just coming into the idea of the understanding of spirituality and how spirit work and the energies and so on. So it's important, you know, and I'm quite happy to sacrifice an hour to discuss this so people are, you know, a lot more clear or have better clarity of it in their mind. So obviously, if you need to want to call in for a reading, which we're going to go into now, you need to call 760-283-4611. That's for the US, or prefix 001 for UK, 001-760-283-4611. Obviously, you can call in free, which is via Skype at www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit. I know, obviously, I think Mike is actually listening, I believe, at the moment. So, hello. So we're going to go to our first caller, and hopefully they're still on the line, because I know you've been waiting for some time now. But let's invite our first caller on and see how we can help. So do we have Donna still on the line? Donna, are you there?
I'm here, Nick. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How are you? And thank you so
Fine,
much.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you a little story. I listened to you for the first time a couple months ago on a round table. I didn't know about this show. And, you know, I had you for a few minutes, and the spirit came through and said that I was lying down in bed and that I was very sick and all. And so I took the advice, and I went to the hospital, and it literally saved my life. I had pleurisy and pneumonia, and I would have stayed in bed because I was depressed.
Wow.
So it literally saved my life.
Well, we're, as a medium, okay, we are not legally allowed to advise people on, you know, health issues, okay, but we can also just say, obviously, if you're a doctor's and you go to a doctor's and you're on medication, you stick to it, but if you're not, you go to a doctor's, because obviously spirit are coming forward to say, there's an issue here, go to the doctor's, okay, we can't diagnose.
The spirit just said that I was very sick and that I was lying down in bed and that I was very sick. And I took that as a symbol that I need to go to the hospital. And then I went. And then I found out I was real sick, you know.
Wow.
But,
good.
I mean, that's so incredible.
I'm so pleased.
thank
really
you.
Great. And I'm so, and
yeah.
Obviously you're better as well?
Oh, I'm much better. Yeah, I'm totally better. Thank you.
Good, good. See, and spirit therefore have done their job, haven't they? You know,
definitely.
And it's lucky that we're able to convey that message over correctly, so you'd understand that you need to go and see a doctor and so on. So, which is great, and you know, love and light to you. So, how can we help you this evening?
Well, I have a friend back east. He's 89, and we've been friends for like 25 years, and he considers me like a daughter. And he has no children and all, and I was a friend of a friend of his. And he said he'd like to leave me such and such in his will, and I'm very grateful for that. We have a wonderful love bond and all. But now there's other people there back east where he lives trying to get me out of the whole scene. I don't know. So I want to know, is that going to go smoothly, you know, after he passes on to the other side and all, or is there going to be problems? Or
okay. Okay, this is quite an interesting one. Okay, so I've got a gentleman coming forward. Okay, as you're speaking, I feel this is a father figure to you that's in spirit. Okay, so thank you. And he's just saying to me now. Okay, as he comes forward, that and I have to say, and I'll be completely honest as I always am, that things will be a little bit tricky. Okay, and I have to say that things probably aren't going to go as smoothly. But he's saying to me, mm-hmm. This is not what's important. Okay, this is not what's important. Thank you. He's saying to me, actually, do you know, his words to me are, materialistic stuff doesn't matter. Okay, that's what he's saying to me. So I don't know if he's saying to me that this isn't going to go too well, you're going to lose out. He's just saying to me not to worry about the materialistic stuff that is going to be left, if it's money or objects. Okay, do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Thank you. He's telling me there will be he's saying the words fight over this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he's telling me also what's important is the connection that you have and will continue to have, okay, even in the spirit. So when he bless his heart, when he eventually passes into spirit, there will still be this connection that you'll have. He's just trying to tell me something, so just hang on a second. Okay, all right. Sweetheart, he's standing here, okay? And this gentleman is standing here quite tall, I would say. Would you understand? Because he's standing in a doorway to me, okay? And he looks as if he would just be below a 6'6" door frame. So this gentleman's quite tall. Would you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not quite tall, but he's tall.
Yeah, I'm not good with heights, but I know the door frame here is 6'6". I know he's a little bit shorter than that, so it could be about 5'9", 5'10", okay? But for some reason, he keeps showing me a tie, okay? He's showing me a tie. He's quite proud of a tie. Would you understand this?
I don't know too much about my dad's clothing, yeah.
Okay, thank you. It could be a symbol here, okay? It could be an emblem of tying together, so a union between the two, okay? But it's he keeps pointing to his tie. But I have to say, it's actually a really nice energy. Right, thank you. And I know you said you didn't really know your father that well, but he's just saying, because I don't want to make it fit, but he's just saying that he wasn't around a lot, okay? That's what he said. I wasn't around a lot, and he's very sorry about that. Right, thank you. Would you understand? He's just said to me about, obviously, he missed your childhood, but there was something going on where there was a connection in your adulthood. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said to me, I missed her childhood, but I did see her when she was older, okay? Which he's grateful for, because he's got that memory of you then, okay? But obviously he missed a childhood, which is important, okay? But let's go back to this issue around you, okay? This gift that's going to be put in a will for you. Okay, thank you. I'm feeling actually these people that are now stirring up the problems are actually sisters to the person. Does that make any sense?
A sister?
Yeah.
He has one sister, but she's 94. She's 94, okay. But he has one sister. And then it's the neighbors that are helping him out, I think, too.
Helping him out in a good way or a bad way?
They're helping him out in a good way. But, you know, like he did the trust and they stole pages from the trust. And they're saying that I'm so far away that I shouldn't, you know, I've known him for 30 years and we talk every week and we send cards. And they're just saying that, you know, I'm not that important because I live so far away.
Well, okay. My logical brain kicks in and says, you know, what's it to do with them anyway? Okay.
Exactly.
Why does distance have to be a factor here? Okay. But what I'm being told from your father here in spirit, okay, is that there is going to be a trouble over this. There's going to be a fight, not a physical fight. There's going to be a fight for it, for the right for it. Okay. But what I do feel also with this as well, he's telling me that actually. Bless his heart, before his passing, okay, things will look more settled before his passing, so there will be a greater understanding for it. But but again, I want to say what I said before, don't worry about the materialistic side of things, look more towards the spiritual side of things, okay? You understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I've known him many lifetimes,
I do feel that you will get what is coming towards to you via this gift, okay? But there will be a lot of disagreements, and I would say if you know the disagreements are bad now, they're going to probably get a little bit more. But I do feel that this gentleman, obviously because he's a good friend, is going to obviously fight your corner before his passing, and so on. So thank you. And I've just been told by your father actually it's already been written down or mentioned to a solicitor. Okay, does that make
It's yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because she's very fond of me as well.
Yeah, so don't. So I'm being told, therefore, don't worry, because it's already in place via your friend and the solicitor that it's all okay, okay? But there is still going to be a slight struggle. But I just feel lots of love coming your way, okay? Lots of love. Okay. Does that make sense for you?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I just want to see if anything else is being said. If your father's standing here, so it would only be polite to ask him if there's anything else he'd like to say. For what? So how was that? Right, okay. He wants to give you a bunch of roses, okay? Roses are a symbol of love, okay? But he's also talking to me about a birthday that's coming to your way. But I feel it's not this year, it's next year. Would you understand this? Your birthday is next year?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You've already had your birthday this year, that's what I mean.
Right, okay. Right, it's next April, yeah.
Yeah, so he's talking about your birthday next year. He wants to give you some roses in advance for next year, okay? Also, he's given me the
number. He never gave me a birthday present my whole life.
Bless him.
It'll be the first time. My gosh. How funny, huh? Oh.
I don't know if it's to do with April, but he's given me the number 27 as well. 27. Does that make sense to you? The number 27. Either it's a day. I feel like it's a day of something. He's saying to me the 27th is important. So don't think it's your birthday or if it's somebody else's birthday. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
You do understand the 27th?
Yeah.
It could be a birthday or a wedding anniversary or an anniversary of a passing, that sort of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Do you know, okay. Right. Also, he's talking about Mum here as well. Mum in spirit, you understand this?
Yeah, she's on the other side. Yep.
And he's giving me the month of July around your mum as well. Do you understand
this? Okay, that was her birthday.
Okay. So what he's doing then, he's just giving me clarification. Actually, she is who she is. Now, she would have stood... actually, she was quite tall, but not as tall as him, but she was quite tall and slender, if that makes any sense. Okay?
Yeah.
Really, really... Really lovely. I want to say elegance. Lots of elegance with your mum.
She was a model.
Wow. Okay. And right. Thank you. Now I know you said she's a model, but did she do like leg modelling? Would you understand this leg modelling? Did she do?
She was in bathing suits. Yeah, she was in a lot of bathing suit modelling.
Right. Okay. Right. Because she keeps showing. In the lightest of sense, okay, she keeps showing me her legs, so it's quite important. So, yes, I am an English person. So I'm just there's somebody in the chat room saying, "Oh, nice accent." Yeah, I'm English. I have to say, sweetheart, she is absolutely adorable. Yes, she's beautiful, but with her essence, she comes across beautiful, beautiful person. Okay, inside and out. There was a lot. Now, believe me when I say this, okay? Now, she's talking about lots of love between the two of them, okay? But I feel like it's a lost love. Do you understand this?
Well, they divorced, yeah.
Sweetheart, would you understand, okay, that because she keeps saying to me it's a lost love, so it's almost like they divorced but they shouldn't have done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right. They had 8 children, yeah.
You know, they divorced but they still loved each other, which is really...
Yes.
Bit crazy. Bless her hearts. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, sweetheart. I want to give you this. Okay. Because she's saying to me, we're back together now.
Oh.
So, which is really, really nice. Okay. It's like she's saying to me, do you know, we divorced and we shouldn't have divorced because we still loved each other, but we're back together now here in spirit, which is great. Okay. Right, thank you. But she's just saying to me, but oh boy, we did argue. Okay, that's what she...
That's all they did, Nick, was argue from their honeymoon on. Oh, it never stopped.
Arguments, everybody thinks arguments are always bad. They're not. They're just a way of clearing the air. And some people can only communicate properly when they're arguing, you know. And, you know, sometimes...
Nick, when one gets louder than the other and never gives the other one a chance, that's not fair. That's not good because you don't win. You don't talk. It just gets louder and louder, the yelling. No.
Yeah, that's right. I know. So sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there for you, okay? Is that okay for you?
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much. And you've really been a great help to me. And like I said, you know, that my last reading a couple months ago, it like saved my life. And yeah, this has been wonderful. I'm so happy that my parents are together. I'm so happy for that. Maybe it'll heal me now.
Please take their love from the spirit world, because that's what they're coming forward to give you, okay? Take their love and know that they are around and watching, because I believe it was probably one of them. I think it was Mum before, actually. She's just saying it was Mum that would have come forward, and she told me the information that was from last reading. I don't know. I can't confirm that because I've got bad memory,
yeah.
Okay? But that's what I feel. So know that they're watching and they understand, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Nick.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And you take care and have a really nice day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
So, do you know, isn't that nice? You know, two people that argued continuously through their marriage life, okay, that divorced, knowing that they didn't need, you know, shouldn't have divorced because they continue to love, okay, and then they're back together in union in the spirit world. How beautiful is that? Really is beautiful. Unconditional. See, unconditional love always works. So we're going to let me just answer. Yes, I am from English, and I do believe I've got the sexiest laugh out of me and Mike. Okay, so there you go. That should settle that. Okay, so let's go to our next caller, and I believe our next caller is Maria. If she's still on the line, are you still there, Maria? Do we still have Maria? If not, we're
hello,
Maria. How are you?
Okay, I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and obviously thank you for your patience for waiting to get on for a reading, okay? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Virginia.
Virginia, okay, cool. And how can we and the spirit world help you this evening?
I know that you can't always control who comes through, but I'd like to talk to my friend Michael or one of my grandparents.
Okay. Please understand that we cannot always guarantee who comes through, okay? So what I'll do is I'll open the doorway to spirit, and we'll see what happens, okay? And as we're speaking now, I do get a feeling at the moment. It's only a feeling, I can see the essence of a gentleman walking forward at the moment, okay? Let me describe him to you, okay? Because I'm not sure who I've got here just yet. This gentleman would be, I would say, about 5'6", 5'7", maybe a little bit taller. Again, my height is not very good. But this gentleman would have carried a little bit of weight. Would you understand this? He would have had what I would class as a like an oval-shaped face. Would you understand this also?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And sweetheart, would you understand this to be Michael then? Would this be Michael?
I believe it would be, yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm asking him to come forward a little bit more. Right. Okay. Right. Not too close. I'm on radio. Right. Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand that he would have had either, not that he would have had a difficulty in breathing, but there was this very husky, very voice with it, very grainy. Would you understand this?
Right. It wasn't difficult in breathing, but his voice was. He had a different voice.
He had a what, sorry?
Maybe like a nasally voice.
When he comes close to me, okay, I get, now I could, believe it or not, I could let him come very, very close and maybe let him talk, but I'm not going to do that, okay? When I feel him come forward, I feel like it's like very throatal voice. Does that make sense to you? It just comes from the throat. I know obviously our voice comes from the throat, but that's that sort of feeling with it. I get a lot of love with this gentleman, okay? But he's telling me that around you, okay, thank you. He's just telling me that things have been quite unsettled. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And he's telling me that there's been a lot of uncertainty around you and the things that you're doing at the moment. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. Sweetheart, he's also talking about a change of energy here to do with your work environment. Do you understand this?
My current environment or am I going into a new environment?
I Thank you. When he's saying to me, it's a change of environment. So I feel like you're going from one to another. So a new environment. You understand this?
I'd like to, but I haven't.
Sorry. You're breaking up there. So just say it again for me.
I'd like to go into a different environment. Yeah, but I haven't moved to a different. I haven't found a new job yet or anything like that.
Right. Okay. Because what he's doing, he's coming forward. He's just giving me the idea that this is what's going on around you. There's this a thought process where you're thinking about doing this. Okay. Thank you. What's that then? Right. Right. He wants me to talk about. Right. Okay. Now he keeps talking to me about knees. Okay. I don't feel there's any problems with anybody's knees or anything like that. Okay. But he's talking about knees. It's like, have you been doing a lot of kneeling down?
No.
Okay. What do you mean by knees? Okay. Right, okay. I can only give you this, okay, that he keeps talking about his knees. So either there was something going on around his knees or he did a lot of kneeling. Would you understand this? I'm not quite sure where he's going with this, but we'll sort of work it out in a minute, okay? Okay. Give me a bit more guidance about that. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, he's also talking to me about, obviously, you know, I was saying about your work environment and the things that are changing around you. Because he's talking to me about the fact that either you are being restricting yourself or there is, I don't feel there's somebody restricting you from doing what you want, but there's a restriction that's not allowing you to do what you want. Do you understand this?
I have a lot of financial issues that are stopping me from going. I want to go back to working as a photographer and but I have financial issues and I can't seem to completely catch up.
Okay. Right, thank you. So that's okay. That's, I know you've said that now, but it's a general idea of what he's trying to get to. So, okay, let's see what else he's got. Okay, thank you. Right, thank you. Now, I know we're in October, but he's talking to me as if October is kind of a key month, okay? We're halfway through the month now, but there is it's almost like there is an opportunity that's going to arise for you to do either a bit more work this month or go into some sort of position this month. Okay, does that make any sense?
Okay. I don't know of it, but I'd love it. Yeah, I don't know about it yet, though.
I feel it's more towards the 28th of this month that where things will either be offered or you will see the advertisement or whatever it is to do with, okay? I do feel it's around the work, okay? Okay, thank you. And also he's given me the month of June is quite important to you as well. June, he's just said, June.
Hmm.
It could be a birth anniversary or something like that, okay? But sweetheart, you know, when he... While I'm being quiet, okay, because I'm just asking, he's just coming forward and keeps. I still want to go back to this chest thing, this throat thing. So either. Thank you. He's giving me as part of his passing. Would you understand this? There was something going on with his chest and with his throat on his passing. You understand this?
He had a heart attack, yeah.
Okay. Okay. You could take that away. It's. Because what he's doing is he keeps coming forward, he keeps giving me a bit more and a bit more, and it's not nice, obviously. Bless his heart, cause he's making that indication of how he passed. Right, okay. Right. He's just said to me as well about support and that he's almost like there's a full support for you. And the funny thing is, when he stands here, he's got it looks like a baseball cap, okay? Okay, and he keeps talking to me about like cubs or something like that. I don't understand what he means. It might be an American term, but cubs. Does that make any sense to you? It's like support.
He was a sports fan. He did try to take care of me. Like there were many times where he cared for me in different ways, but he wasn't a sports fan.
Okay, I'm not saying he was a sports fan, but I'm just describing what he's wearing. Okay, because he keeps putting on this like baseball cap. Okay, he keeps talking to me about support. So it's his way of showing of support for you. It's like he's got all the whistles and the banners and everything. I keep more bizarre. Right, thank you. Sweetheart is also talking to me about somebody, a gentleman that's around you at the moment, that isn't quite either putting their weight or being supportive as they should be around you. Do you understand this?
A gentleman that's around me that isn't being supported?
A gentleman, yeah.
It could be my father. I think he could use some more support.
Right, okay. I actually felt that it was more of a person, maybe a partner or someone like that, wasn't being supporting you in some sort of way. Does that make any sense?
I don't know who that is because I'm not seeing anyone.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a partner. It could be there's a male element around you that isn't being quite so supportive of you on the things that you want to do. That's what I feel with this.
Okay, it could be, I'm not sure who it is, I'm sorry. If you could ask him who it is, I think that might be my father, but I'm not sure. I've kind of disconnected from a lot of people in my life.
Okay, he's not telling me who it is, okay? He's just telling me there's a gentleman in your life that's not being quite so supportive of your situation or what you want to do, okay? And that's all the information he's given me so far about that. So the fact that he's given me that information tells me then that you need to sort of really just do what you need to do and not worry about what others are saying. The financial side to your life, okay, thank you, it's going to start to... I feel like you're coming into a peak now with your finances, okay? So a peak where obviously it's been hard, but you'll start to peak better, okay? And that's going to start, obviously Christmas is coming up, so I would feel probably beginning of Christmas, early January next year, that things start to sort of become lighter for you in the financial area, okay?
Okay.
Michael he's trying to give me more information, but I'll be honest, he's just standing there at the moment, and he's just looking around merrily. So is there anything else you'd like to ask? Because he's just giving me guidance on what's important to you at this moment.
Yeah, you said that I'm starting a new job. Is it what I want to go into, or is it more of what I have now? Or is it something totally different?
Okay. Let me just see here. Right, what is that then? Okay, thank you. That's to do with the now, is it? Next year. Right, okay. So he's talking about the work thing is about to do with next year. So it's not about now, it's about next year. It's about the fact that I'm just trying to get into confirmation. Okay, thank you. He's just saying to me, literally, he's just saying to me that this thing is going to come to light, okay, October time, okay? I feel it's maybe to do with the photography, but I'm not sure, but he's saying it's going to come to light and then it's going to escalate into something a lot bigger next year. And I have to say, actually, the funds part isn't coming into this, okay? But I feel that actually it's going to be more of a, what's that word we... you sort of do things, not self-employment, I suppose it is self-employment, but you'll be doing stuff for other people and getting paid for that, if that makes any sense. Does that make any sense to you? It's like freelance, that's the word, thank you. Does that make any sense to you?
You're saying at first I'm not going to get paid, but eventually I'll get paid?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying it's going to start, I feel the job is going to be more like freelance. So you'll probably have to work a little bit to... get your name there, and then you'll start getting the payment in. But it could be just a paid job, okay? But I'm feeling more towards the freelance side of things. So you're going to have to go out and do a bit of work and then sell your items, if that makes any sense, okay? So I'm getting like self-employment freelance situation with this, okay?
That makes perfect sense. That's actually what I was hoping to do. And part of my issue, financial issue, is that I have a car that I pay for that I don't own. And I'm trying to buy something, anything that will just be reliable. I don't care how old it is. Do you think when I'll be able to get something that I physically own? I do drive a car now, but it's not mine.
Right, okay. Do you know what I'm being told? I don't know if this is possible over there in the States, okay? I'm being told by this gentleman, okay, to give it back. Give it back, okay? Give it back. Is there any car back?
I can give it back, but I won't have a car if I give it back.
Right. Right, thank you. Do you know, I'm seeing a small car. He's talking to me about a small car that's going to come your way. It's going to be a few hundred dollars he's talking to me about, okay? He's saying to me, I'm sure she can get a few hundred dollars together, okay? And it would be literally a run around. That's what it'd be about, okay? That's what he's saying. It looks to me like it'd be blue in colour. He keeps talking to me about blue in colour as well. I don't know if this is going to be any help to you at all, but I have to give it, okay? But he's talking to me. Thank you. He's talking to me about. Thank you very much. Okay, I understand that. Okay, he's saying to me, if you give your car back because you're paying X amount each month for your car, correct?
Yes.
Therefore, if you give your car back, it alleviates that money you're paying to that finance company for the car. Yeah?
That's true.
And therefore, it's going to alleviate you enough money to buy a small little runaround, a few hundred dollars. Yeah? You're going to be out without a car for a few months because obviously you need to get that money together. Okay? But that's what he's saying. Get rid of the car. You're paying into something that's not yours. Get rid of it. Okay? And it's eating your money. Whereas if you give it back, it alleviates, let's say you're paying $95 a month, whatever it is, okay? It alleviates that $95 a month for you then to save up for a few months. You've got a few hundred dollars, buy yourself a really cheap runaround, then it alleviates that $95 for you then to do something else with, more productive with it. Does that make sense?
No, it does. I think it would be hard, but it does make sense. I've thought about that. When do you see this car coming, and is that the only way I'll be able to get my hands on another car, or if I keep it?
Okay, I'm not saying that's the only way of doing it. There may be many million other ways of doing it, but this is what the guidance and spirit is telling me that you need to do, is give that car back, okay? Yes, it's going to be hard. Unfortunately, sometimes we have to really sort of dig deep sometimes in order to survive and make things work for ourselves, okay? I can't really give you any more than that because I know I've got loads of other callers on the line, okay?
Yes, so, I'm sorry.
The archives of Mike Spirit FM, but please take the love from Michael as well from the Spirit because he's the one to give me guidance tonight for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you spending a lot of time with me.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart. You take care.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye, take care. I love my job. And you know, it's the guidance we get from Spirit, you know, it's there for us to take, okay? But please bear in mind that obviously we all have free will, you know? So before we go to our next caller, I have a guest that'd like to come on. Okay, I have a really good friend, brother, okay, that wants to come on and that is suffering with a cold and a laugh, bless him. And it's our very own Mike Davis, okay? So I know Mike wants to come on and say a few words, so please come on, Mike. How are you, my friend?
Well, Nick, still full up with it. They don't believe me in the chat room that I'm Mike.
Sorry?
They don't believe me in the chat room that I'm Mike.
Oh, you're Mike. I know you're Mike.
Isn't that sad, Nick?
No, bless.
Oh, love them. That's fine. But, Nick, there is another reason I want to come on. Not just to prove to the people, you know, put to Pam and all the rest of them in the chat room, they are Mike Davis. You know, because, Nick, it did start off there about saying that you have a sexy laugh. And I said, well, nobody's ever said I've got a sexy laugh. That's why that is, Nick.
I don't know, mate. Sorry, can't help you there.
Well, my laugh is not sexy at the moment because I fall up with a cold. You know, and that's what happens.
It might work in your favour. That husky voice might work in your favour.
Hey, you never know, Nick. You never know. But, Nick, there is another reason why I want to come on. Not just to prove everyone and not just to, show people in our chat room. Because we've finally dealt and sorted out with today about the roadshow, the Mike Spirit FM roadshow that we've been putting together.
Indeed. And in fact, at the beginning of my show, I did mention about the Mike Spirit roadshow and sort of announced it, but I didn't go into full details because I didn't know. I know we all had a chat this evening about it, but I know I had to leave the chat because obviously I had to go do my show.
That's right. But Nick, you know, I've got all the information here and I want to give it out live to all the listeners and all these wonderful, lovely people in the chat room, particularly Pam Rogers, that she wants me to talk about rings. I don't know why she wants me to talk about rings, but there we are. But in the... on this event, the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow, it's an event that I put together with you know the rest of the wonderful hosts here, Mike Spirit FM, which is on February the 22nd and the 23rd next year. It's going to be right here in Wales because you know we are from Wales, Nick. So not quite that English accent. Maybe you still got a bit of the English accent in you, but not too much. But a little bit of the it's going to be right here in Wales, in Neath. In the Castle Hotel, isn't it?
Yep.
And the 22nd is a Friday night. And on the Friday night, we're going to be doing a demonstration with us hosts. And there is a big announcement, is one thing I'm going to say as well in a minute, which I know is going to please you, is please so many people today, and I'm bursting to tell everyone. But on the 22nd, there's going to be a demonstration with four of us, and I believe the four of us... I'm not going to say who because it would be wrong just yet. But there's going to be four mediums working on the Friday night. On the Saturday, there's going to be what we call a psychic fair. And there will be all of us and Ken, our lovely producer, there, just posted in the chat room. Thank you, Ken. And, you know, Ken does a fantastic job, doesn't he, Nick? He really does.
He does. He does a really good job, yeah.
You know, sometimes we don't kind of give Ken enough credit, but Ken does a wonderful job, and, you know, he's always there, and he's always pulling us together. But the 22nd is going to be a demonstration of our mediumship with four of the hosts from here, from the Mike Spirit FM network. There will be a show going live, maybe from the venue, hopefully from the venue, and that's going to be Grant Collier with his show. Which that's going to be fantastic. And then on the Saturday, as I said, there's going to be private readings with us. Come and meet us. Come and say hi to us. We'll be offering private readings. There's going to be people there that's going to be selling stuff on the stalls and everything else. So it's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be free to come in on the Saturday day. Obviously, there's going to be a charge for the demonstration and the private readings. But on the Saturday evening, we're going to be doing another demonstration with another four mediums. So I'm going to be doing the Friday night. I'm going to be doing the Saturday night because I am Mike Davis, Pam Rogers, Mike Davis. I had to get that one in, Nick. It was the big punchline that was. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing the Friday night and the Saturday night. I believe that you're going to be doing the Saturday night with me, Nick, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I believe so. If that's been confirmed, then yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Well, yes, it is confirmed now, Nick, that, well, as I said, you had to leave, so you are doing the Saturday night. So it's going to be... me, you, Grant Collier, and Jeanette Ann Coombs from the Monday Show, which is the Guiding Lights. So we're going to be the ones doing the Saturday. The rest of them is going to be doing the Friday night. And the big announcement is on Wednesdays. I know that most of us are used to listening to Oscar's show, Oscar Villegas. Unfortunately, Oscar's no longer with us for a few other reasons, which we're not going to go into, but. We have someone that's filling Oscar's slot, so there's not going to be any dead air time. And there's a show going to be out live tomorrow, so listen out tomorrow. But as of next week, Jerry Humphries. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? That name Humphries?
Mm. No. Well, you never know.
You never know. You go back through your family history, you might find out. But Jerry's going to be with us, and Jerry's going to be starting his show, which I'm really looking forward to. Actually, Jerry's going to be my guest this Sunday on my show, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. So, you know, I do urge you all to tune in, listen in. Not so much to me, because I probably still will be full up with a cold and the husky voice doesn't go down very well. But listen to Jerry. He is fantastic. I've had the pleasure of having Jerry on the show before, and he's always done a fantastic job. You know, Nick, his connection to spirit is just like yours, just like the girls, just like Andrew's, the second to none. You know, I've got to be honest, you know, all the hosts here, all this family that we've built up, started off with me, Mike, and it's grown. Nick, you were the second host that I brought to this network. And I must say that, you know, between us all, we're growing from strength to strength, and it's been absolutely a fantastic journey, a fantastic ride. And, you know, may long Aureen's go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it has, you're right. It's got, the network has got bigger. And it's the mediums that we've got on here they're all as good as each other and fantastic. And we are, if people could hear us all on Skype when we're trying to organise things, we're having such a laugh. And it's like, it is like brothers and sisters having a good old chat, having a bit of a laugh. We wind each other up, but we get things done. And we, at the end of the day, what we do is we represent the world of spirit. We are all ambassadors of the spirit world. But we love our job, we love each other, and we support each other in everything and in every way that we want to do. That's how I see it, and that's how it should be everybody else and any other mediums that are working.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, again, it's the word, isn't it? Pulling together as a family, you know, a family unit, working together, flying the one banner, that banner for spirit and spiritualism, and connecting to the spirit world and passing on the messages of love, hope, comfort, whatever they may be. You know, that's the envision I had just over a year ago. And would you believe, Nick, that Mike Spirit FM has been going for over a year now?
Wow. Wow. I can't remember when I joined. Was it like last year, was that? Or just beginning of this year?
I think it was right at the beginning of this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, at the very beginning.
Well, it's almost a year for yourself, because I know, you know, I was doing two shows myself, my regular Sunday show.
Yep.
And I used to do the Thursday show, the Spiritual Connections with Mike Davis, which, you know, grew absolutely fantastic. And then Andrew D took over that Thursday show and relieved me of my duties on the Thursday, which would allow me to go back out and demonstrate my abilities elsewhere, which was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, Nick, the wonderful thing is the opportunities that's created, maybe through the radio, through each other. You know, as you know, I've just landed back in the country. You know, I've been in America for 2 weeks, touring in America, which was fantastic. And, you know, I know in 3 weeks' time I'll be in Norway, touring Norway, which, you know, again, I can't wait for that to come around. Hoping that this cold is going to go by then.
Yep.
Hoping it's going to go by tomorrow, to be honest with Nick, because I've got a demonstration to do tomorrow night, and I'm thinking, I really need this cold to disappear by then.
I'll send you some healing. But that's the good thing about this network, is that we've got, what, 7 mediums on the network now.
Seven.
And if is it 7? I'm sure it's 7, isn't it?
Yes.
If one of us is feeling really poorly, there's always one of us that will be happy to stand in. And that's what it's about. But not only that, it's not just about us as a family. It's about the connectivity that we're having to others that are just learning about the spiritual realms and being a trainee medium, if you want to call them trainee mediums, or learning how to link to spirit. You know, Kalinka, who I had on this evening, you know, I tell you what, she has got a fantastic link to spirit. She just needs to realize and understand the ways that we link with spirit, how to deal with the energy and the information that we're given, you know. And I'm hoping that with a bit of development through myself, hopefully I can sort of teach her in the right manner, and to bring her on, and hopefully maybe one day, you know, you never know, she might even be a future host on here, who knows. I'm just not putting it out there, you know, just saying.
You never know. Say never, Nick, isn't it? Because
I
never had the vision that it would grow as big as it did. You know, I always thought, and you know, I remember saying right in the beginning that I'm going to give it just a few months, 2 months. If this thing didn't work in a few weeks, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore.
I know, obviously, everybody else, all the other listeners know that you've literally just come back from a little small tour out in America, which has been, you know, it's been a great success. You know, it's really, you know, I've had a lot of feedback from that, and it's been great for you and Mike Spirit FM. And I will say this, okay, in January, I'm actually flying out to India to do some spiritual work. I'm going to do some spiritual discovery out there as well. But I will be going out there flying the flag for Mike Spirit FM, and hopefully, some way, if I can get it to work out, I don't know how yet, but I know I'm gonna try and do my shows from India while I'm out there, and also hopefully we can see what happens about getting the network out there a little bit as well. So it's great.
Well, Nick, we already do have listeners out in India. We really do, and which is fantastic. You know, we got listeners all over the world.
Yeah,
and you know, it's shocking. It really is. It surprises me every single time. And you know, I thank the spirit every day for putting the right people in front of me, and you know, just thank the spirit every day for allowing me to be a worker for them, allowing me to be able to communicate and link within that energy. But Nick, before I go, because I know I need to shove off, because I know you're going to do another reading. You're not going to catch me to do one tonight. But Nick, I need you to do one more favor, because there's it seems to be a bit of a debate going on here. I need you to laugh a minute. Just do you want me to say something funny?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Me think of something funny to say. I don't have to say anything. Okay. So now see, the debate is, see, Nick, it says in the chat room, it's gone up a little bit now so we can't see it. Who has the sexiest laugh? Nick or Mike? Now you need to say something funny to me, Nick, to make me laugh.
I can't think of anything funny. It's just not, I don't know. Come on, guys, say something in the chat room. Make him laugh.
Yeah, come on, make me laugh in the chat room.
Yeah, come on, guys.
The votes are in, so they say. The record,
really?
Funny. Yeah, I reckon I'm too funny. So maybe I pipped you at the post, Nick. You never know.
Oh, maybe.
You never know. I don't think that people can judge me on because of the chest, the cold. I think that would be unfair. So maybe,
no,
Nick,
that
we'll...
in your favour, as I said, you know, the nice husky voice.
See, every time I laugh, I start coughing. So you know, it doesn't sound very good. But Nick, maybe we could do a show together. Maybe we can do a Saturday special of who can have the most sexiest laugh, and see if we can put that out there. And maybe, who knows? Let's invite people in, isn't it?
I think we should just do a Saturday show anyway, just for the hell of it, and see what happens.
You know, should we do that? Well, I tell you why. Instead of who has the sexiest laugh, should we ask them in the chat room to post whether they want me and Nick Humphries, Mike Davis and Nick Humphries together, one radio show, on a Saturday, not every Saturday, because as you know, Nick, I have my lovely children on the weekends, but
yep, of course,
not
yep.
every weekend, because, you know, they don't be dumb dads, he's boring, you know, but but I do have them. So, you know, maybe on some Sundays we can advertise it. So let's see if they want us together, and they can post in the chat room now that they want us together on a Saturday show. It's either yes or no. And we
Come on, guys, get typing.
We're waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting. We've bated your breath. Come on.
Well, we still wait. And nobody's typing, Nick. How sad is this?
Nobody's typing. Maybe we're not that popular in the end.
Well, maybe that's what it is, you know? You know, they're typing something, but they're not typing. Oh, we've got one yes. And kisses. Oh, let me just put
kisses back. Yeah,
I like kisses. So
yeah.
Let me put kisses back. Oh, isn't that sweet? So Nick, maybe we'll bring that together. Nick wins. Are you for real, Nick Wynn? I don't think so. Nick, we're going to have to hold this to maybe we'll do a live demonstration somewhere before the February to see who has
the sexiest laugh.
He wins.
Yeah.
I know that my friend Rihanna's there, and you know, she's like my mum. She really is. We always type to each other, "Hi, mum," and she goes, "Hi, son." So I'm sure that she'd be on my side there. So
I'll tell you what. I know Kalinka's still listening, okay? And I know she's listening via Skype. No, no pressure, Kalinka, okay? But just tap in the Skype box, okay? Who's got the sexiest laugh? Mike or myself? You've listened to the show, okay? You've heard Mike, okay? So just, I don't know if she's probably, she's typing away, so we'll see what happens. But I think it's a good idea. I think me and you should do a show. That's an idea. Maybe we could do a mix up on a Saturday. So, you know, maybe like one weekend it'd be me and you, another weekend it'd be me and Grant, maybe do a joint show, you know, that sort of thing. So
that'd be fun. That could be, but again, you know, we need to talk to our producer, and I know that he's typing in the Skype chat. Yeah. Nick, hands down, my God, you've obviously paid this girl, Nick.
No.
But the end of it is like, you know, is right. It says Nick's hands down, but let's see when the cold has gone.
It doesn't sound any different, Klinker. Believe me, trust me, it doesn't sound any different.
Let me tell you, I do sound a lot different. You know, think of what you need to do. You need to go through the archives of Mike Spirit FM and listen on a Sunday show and listen to the difference of the voice. You know, you only got to go back, what, 4 shows? 4 weeks?
Yeah,
obviously
maybe, yeah.
The two were involved there and everything else. But I think, Nick, I'm going to have to tip you at the post, yeah? It's not funny.
Well, even Rihanna's saying can't choose between you both. you've got those special belly laughs. So,
Nick, I think we haven't got us there. We have got a belly laughs, haven't we?
Well, certainly, I've got more of a barrel. So, great.
Marley has a wonderful laugh.
Marley? Yeah. Okay.
He has this wonderful smile. And when he smiles, Nick, his mouth lifts up to the sides. And you ever seen a boxer dog smile?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's so funny when he smiles. His lips rise up, and his little drools, you know, it just all disappears. It rises right up, and he shows his teeth. He's so funny.
Well, back to this debate then, because my friend Becky agrees, apparently, that Nick hands down. Woohoo! Well done, Becky. And in the chat room, Santa says that we sound like laughing Buddhas.
We could be laughing Buddhas.
We could be laughing Buddhas.
Actually, Marley has something to say. I don't know if you can hear him, Nick. Can you hear him?
I can hear something.
Let me move the mic over and right, and we'll see who has the sexiest laugh here. Marley wants to say something. It's between Mike, Nick, and Marley. Let's have a little...
Here we go. It should be fun. Nope.
Marley knows I put the mic by him.
Okay.
Marley was snoring there. Giving me all that. And which, you know, in all fairness, every time I come alive on here, Marley just goes to sleep. We must have this, Spirit must have this thing that, you know, put Marley to sleep. And he's gone. It's wonderful. I'm going to do a live radio show every single day now, so just so Marley gets to sleep all the time.
Oh, yeah? Why not?
That'd be a good idea, especially. Absolutely. Especially 5 o'clock in the morning when he barks up because he needs to go out for a wee, or he wants food, or he just wants to play, or he just wants to chew on my finger or something.
I know. So. Well, you got a vote.
Look in the chat room.
You got a vote. But Pam says sexiest medium laugh. Who's that for?
Ooh.
One vote for Mike. Oh.
That's okay. One vote is better than none, Nick.
At the end of the day, you know. We're just great. We're great buddies. We're great friends. We're brothers, and that's what counts at the end.
Of course, you know, so. It doesn't matter who has the sexist laugh. I mean, the both of us do exactly the same job. We connect the spirit, and you know, I know that we do a wonderful job. And Rihanna, no, I'm back in the UK. I am back. I've been back late last week. I come back, so thank you.
Yeah.
I loved it out there. I really did.
Unfortunately for Mike, he got one of those airplane bugs.
No. I had it when I was over there. The fortunate thing for Mike, when I got on the plane to come back, it was kind of like silent, and I started coughing. And by the end of this plane ride, obviously, you know, it was quite some time coming from America back to the UK. The guy in front of me was coughing, the guy behind me was coughing, the guy to the side of me was coughing. I got off the plane, I bowed my head, and I walked up to go get my suitcase, and I never said a word to no one.
Oh, no.
They were all there coughing and sneezing. I was thinking, oh my God, what have I done? I did. I must have infected the whole plane.
Oh dear.
Are you proud of me, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. You go there.
Because my mum always said to me, Michael, it's always good to share. So those words came ringing in my mind. You know, when I hear everybody coughing, I thought, Mummy did say it's good to share. When I came home and saw my mum, I said, Mum, you know, when you said it's good to share, is it good to share my cold with the old plane? Because, like, the 500 people who's on the plane come off coughing because I went on coughing. But yeah, doesn't it?
Well, you know, let's just say that everybody went home with a bit of Mike Davis that day then.
Well, so. That's one way of putting it, Nick. It's true, isn't it?
But, you know... Let's go back to this conversation about Mike Spirit FM, because it is a fantastic family thing, okay? And and I know my show this evening is a bit different. You know, I have done readings, I've done a couple of readings, but I do feel, and I'm sure Mike will understand as well, that it's important that people understand how mediums work and how the spirit world works, you know, the difference between ghost energy and spirit energy and how it's different and what it means to us all. So it was important to have somebody come on like Kalinka and ask those important questions. I don't know if Mike was listening to the beginning part of the show, but that's how we started off, Mike. We were talking about the difference between ghost spirit and energy, and spirit energy itself. So, and do you agree? Do you think it's important people do actually realise the difference and how it works?
Oh, most definitely. You know, there's a major difference. You know, energy is such a fine thing. You know, and if you can learn to tune into the energy of spirit, that's all that a medium can teach you.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's such, it's always, you know, Nick, I know that you were speaking. I didn't really catch the beginning of your show because I was still in the meeting with the rest of the hosts there.
Yeah.
Trying to keep order, may I say, which was very difficult, you know, with seven mediums and one of us trying to control it. Oh, my God, it just doesn't work. But it got in the end. But, you know, it's so nice when you can take somebody on, if you like, and help them develop and help them connect to spirit. You know, nothing gives me a greater feeling than to watch somebody come to me that hasn't got an idea of how spiritualism works. And then, you know, a few months, maybe a few years go by, and then you watch them give a perfect communication from the spirit world. You know, Nick, that pleases me more than anything, to know that, not that I've developed someone, because I don't believe I can develop anyone out to be a medium. I can just show you how you can do it. And
yeah,
that pleases me more than to watch someone have that ability and recognize that ability. So, you know, that's the wonderful part. And I hope that you know, this lovely person does, even though that she's voted for you, and even though that she doesn't think I got a sexy laugh in you, you know, all that to one side. You know, I really hope that, you know, that she has what she needs, and, you know, that you're able to help her and you know, open up the doors to the life after death, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? To prove the continuation of life beyond this life. And as I said, nothing pleases me more to see somebody develop, somebody grow, and work for the spirit world, because, hey, we need lots of workers, Nick, don't we, you know?
We do.
And we need workers that come from a good background. I know that anybody that comes from your background is coming from a good stable, so to speak, because I know that you have a fantastic link to the spirit world. Because if you didn't, you wouldn't be here right now, would you?
Well, no, obviously. And, you know, all thanks to you. Can you hear my dog? There you go. You know, all thanks to you for, you know, allowing me the opportunity. So he's obviously just aware that the people are walking around outside, see. And he's protecting us. So... but yeah, as I say before, you know, I teach with intent, you know, intent to work with the highest light and love. That's what it's all about for me, you know, and for people to understand that, and then obviously the connection that we get with spirit and the differences on how it can all work from male energy to female energy to even the kids' energies as well, because kids' energy is a lot different, you know. And you know, you've got the subtle side of the kids' energy, from little ones, small ones, to the very energetic little ones as well. So you've got to get people to understand that. So but yeah, it's great. And I know that this Mike Spirit thing that we're doing in February is, you're going to be doing workshops there as well. Is that's correct, isn't it? Am I right on that?
We may. I mean, that's
maybe.
We're still working on that at the minute, Nick. But you never know. You never know. We'll see what develops. I mean, what is confirmed right now? It's a Friday night demonstration with four of our hosts. A Saturday day of a free entry, and there'll be lots of exhibitors there. There'll be all the hosts will be doing readings. So you can come up and meet us, come up and have readings with us privately, one-to-one. And the Saturday night is confirmed as well for the demonstration for the other three. But I'll be doing that one as well because, you know, I'm Mike Spirit. So I can do that, Nick.
Yeah, you can.
On the Friday night as well. You know, just to balance things out. So it'll be four on a Friday, four on a Saturday. You know, I don't think you're going to get any better value for money. And actually, I can tell you right now, do you know how much that price is going to be to watch four mediums work?
Go on.
£10 a ticket.
£10?
£10. That's all it's going to cost you, is £10, and you will see four different mediums, four hosts working in the same night for £10. You know, I know that we got some of our hosts traveling hundreds of miles to come down to the venue. So, you know, I do...
Wow. £10. I can't believe it's £10.
£10.
Amazing price. Amazing.
Tickets will be available. Radio ads will be created very soon, so people will hear about it. But I want to say, Nick, before we go, because I know you've only got a few minutes left, and I've really taken over again, as usual. I do. But I want to say, to everyone in the chat room and everyone listening, don't forget, there's a show on here every single night now, except a Saturday. We have Monday nights, and you may need to help me out here a bit, Nick, even though that this is my network, but, you know, I'm full up with a cold, so you can excuse me. A Monday night starts at 9 till 11.
Yep.
This is all GM time, okay, 9 till 11. On a Tuesday, it's yourself, 9 till 11.
Yep.
On a Wednesday, it's going to be 9 till 11 with Jerry Humphries.
Wow.
Cool. A Thursday, it's Andrew D, and this is where I need a bit of help because I know he's just changed his time. Is that 10 till 11?
I didn't know he changed his time, to be honest. So I think it might be 10 till 11 because it used to be 9 till 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it would have been, yeah, 10 till 11.
Even be 9:30 till 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm sure that our wonderful producer, Ken, will frantically start typing there and tell us where we've gone wrong. And then my show on a Sunday, which is 8 till 10. And it's quite easy to work out the Eastern Standard Time. If you just minus 5 hours, because Eastern Standard Time is 5 hours behind our GMT time. So, as I said, my show is on a Sunday, 8 p.m., which is 3 p.m. Eastern. Yours just starts at 9, which will be 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
And again, you know, work back. It's 4 hours, 5 hours behind us. So, Nick, you know, I thank you for allowing me to be on. It's always a pleasure to even just to come together and chat. You know, it's always amazing that, you know, we come together because we are a family. And, you know, a family, we stick together and we work together as a team. And see, even our producer, part of the family, he's putting it at 10:30 p.m.
to 11:30 p.m.
So, yep. And if you work on Eastern Standard Time, it's 5:30 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. With Andrew D on a Thursday. So, you know, there's, and you never know. That Saturday show, Nick, you're on.
Yeah.
You're on.
Superb.
It's a little bit like war. This is it. War starts from here on in. You're on. And I'm going to have more votes than you. I've got two.
No, you're not. No, we both got two, apparently.
Well, there we are. We're on an even playing field now, mate. Bring it on. That's all I got to say.
Maybe we can carry this on to the live stage as well. You know, in February, who's got the 65? We could just stand there and just laugh at people.
This would be funny. Maybe get like Jeanette or Sarah to tickle us or something. We'll continue this on until February. And, you know, I might invade your show a bit more and you can invade my show a little bit more.
I think I might just do that. Watch out.
Nick is about. Nick, thank you very much.
No, thank you for coming on and telling obviously the audience and listeners about the fantastic roadshow that's going to happen next year. And I'm really excited by it, not just by it, but also by the fact that we're all going to be working together. And that's the thing we need to see. So thank you to Mike for everybody, you know, for coming on and describing it and telling us all about that. Thank you for Kalinka for coming on and asking those fabulous questions. Okay, I know I'm coming to the end of my show. I do apologise to everybody that phoned in this evening. Obviously, my show has just gone a little bit haywire this evening. You know, I've had Mike come in to explain stuff. I've had an extended hour with Kalinka talk about spiritual stuff. But please do join me next week, okay? I will make sure, I'll see if I can get you to the front of the queue. I will be doing 4 hours for you guys. And obviously, congratulations to my cousin Tom in America. Again, well done. Woohoo! I'll speak to you all next week, and thank you to everybody in the chat room. Please keep voting for me, because you know I've got the sexiest voice.
You've got no chance.
But thank you very much, guys, and until next week, love and light to you all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphries, or visit his website www.nick-humphries.com. Love and light to you all.